Good morning. For New England Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Healy. It's summer, and Beacon Hill is largely quiet, even though last week, Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker filed tax holiday legislation after legislators had already recessed for the summer. So, what is the likelihood of a sales tax-free weekend happening in about a week and a half? For insight, as we do most Mondays, we turn to State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy.
I mean, essentially, the governor's proposal for a sales tax holiday was dead on arrival. And, you know, as you mentioned, the timing somewhat curious. The legislature had already gone home for August recess. They're not meeting. We know from votes in past years that there is opposition to this. It's not a slam dunk as it may have been in years past. There are lawmakers who see the idea of a sales tax holiday as somewhat of a gimmick, even though consumers tend to like it and retailers tend to like it. But this bill that the governor filed came, as we said, after recess and the same day that he signed an assessment on employers across the state to pay for MassHealth Medicaid programs. So I think it was a bit of an olive branch to the business community, timed a bit for optics, knowing that the legislature perhaps would not do this. The governor has been signaling that he was open to a sales tax holiday for weeks now, and the legislature had their chance with other bills. They didn't need the governor's bill, and they've made pretty clear that they don't intend to do this year.
Well, in regards to the business community, the U.S. Labor Department released employment and wage numbers late last week, and economists noted that wage growth remains in a rut. And now that national unemployment rate matches that of Massachusetts at 4.3%. Are all those numbers taken in conjunction with the Mass Department of Revenue tax collection numbers from last week? Are we still on track? Are the budget-minded folks on Beacon Hill still seeing the right figures at this point in the fiscal 2018 year?
Yeah, I mean, it's early in fiscal 18, right? I mean, July being the first month in a very small month for tax collections. We saw the numbers last week, about $6 million over benchmark of about $1 billion, you know, so basically right on track, which is good. You don't want to fall behind early, but nothing too surprising or alarming there. Massachusetts, of course, has seen its unemployment rate rising over the past year as the U.S. unemployment rate has been dipping. But, you know, I think a lot of economists said at the time when Massachusetts hit under 3% that was, you know, virtually full employment and a number that's difficult to sustain. The lack of substantial wage growth is maybe more to the point and something that policy leaders here in Mass have been pointing to as a reason for the revenue woes that the state has faced, because even as people are working, they tend to be working in low wage, minimum wage, sometimes part-time jobs, and the lack of wage growth is stymieing growth in income taxes.
It looks like lawmakers will have informal sessions today in both the House and Senate. Who really shows up for those things, and what are they going to be dealing with?
Informal sessions go on all year long during the two-year session, and they continue even during the recess periods. They're required to have these every 2 days or so. There'll be a handful, maybe, if we're lucky, of lawmakers showing up in both branches, and they'll pass things that need to be moved around, sick leave banks, some small municipal things, basically anything that's not controversial and doesn't require a debate or have any significant opposition could move during these weeks.
So we will not be hearing about any tweaks to those $320 million in budget vetoes made by the governor.
You will not. Now we've seen July numbers, which is one piece of information legislative leaders were looking for as they decide on overrides. But to override a gubernatorial veto, you need a two-thirds vote. And to have a roll call, you need to have a formal session. And that won't be happening until after Labor Day.
That's State House News Service reporter Matt Murphy. You're listening to New England Public Radio.